In the world of the Ever-King, two realms exist in fragile balance, the Ever-Kingdom of the Sea Fae and the Nightfolk realm of the Earth Fae, separated by a magical barrier called the Chasm of Seas. This shimmering wall of enchanted water stretches from northern ice flows to southern deserts, created 10 years ago through a forbidden ritual using the blood of Eric Bloodsinger, the captured Sea Fae prince. While the Nightfolk celebrate this as their greatest victory, the Ever-Kingdom suffers from a mysterious darkening that slowly poisons their once pristine shores. Princess Livia of the Nightfolk lives in the towering crystal palace of Moonspire, suffocating under the weight of tradition and her father's pressure to consider political marriages. What no one knows is that as a curious 12-year-old, she formed an unlikely friendship with the imprisoned Eric, exchanging tokens. She gave him a silver bird pendant representing freedom, while he gifted her his royal emblem, a golden trident wrapped in seaweed. When Livia touches the chasm's barrier during a celebration, a strange rune scar on her arm burns with intense blue light, and she glimpses a magnificent golden city rising from the waves. Unknown to her, this moment marks a critical change. The chasm's magic has begun to fail, its waters receding for the first time in a decade. Eric Bloodsinger has transformed from prisoner to feared ruler of the Ever-Kingdom. His abilities, killing with poisonous blood and healing with haunting songs, have earned his infamous reputation. Those who cross him die gruesomely, their veins blackening as his toxic blood invades their systems. When the ancient chasm splits open after 10 years, Eric seizes his opportunity. His warship, the Serpent's Tooth, breaks through during the Nightfolk's Festival of 1,000 Masks. Moving undetected among dancers, Eric first glimpses Princess Livia, her eyes like the calmest lagoons of the Ever, piercing through his hatred. He courts her methodically, each dance advancing his trap. Calling her Little Bird with mock tenderness, he charms her closer until she invites him to her private chambers. When he removes his mask, revealing his identity, her blood freezes. Before guards can react, Eric creates a diversion, using Livia as his shield before pulling her into an embrace and leaping through the window into the churning seas below. Aboard Eric's grotesque ship, with its black spikes and bone-like protrusions, Livia watches her homeland disappear as they sail toward the chasm. In the Ever-Kingdom, she discovers her fury magic can heal the land tainted by the mysterious darkening. Eric introduces Livia to Lady Narza, a sea witch in a black coral cave who is his grandmother. Through a ritual, Narza reveals that Livia's magic flows directly from her heart, suggesting she might be key to healing the kingdom's corruption. Eric later confronts Livia with a stunning revelation. The golden talisman she showed him in childhood was actually his father's sacred mantle. "I found my mantle, Songbird. It's you." The magic from his shattered talisman had merged with Livia, creating an unbreakable bond between them, explaining their inexplicable attraction and shared power. Their relationship deepens as Eric reveals his trauma. At 4 years old, when both parents were poisoned with his own blood, his father forced an impossible choice. His mother begged him to save the king, but his young powers couldn't heal his father in time to save them both. After surviving an assassination attempt through Livia's healing magic, Eric faces a pivotal choice when her cousin Alexei arrives near death. Despite knowing healing Alexei might enable Livia to leave, Eric chooses compassion over control, a turning point in their relationship. Their bond transforms dramatically when assassins attempt to publicly humiliate Livia before the court. Eric carries her to his ancient throne, declaring her the Ever Queen, then executes each assassin at her feet. Rather than finding his lethal precision repulsive, Livia recognizes it as his protection and finds herself mesmerized. Following her elevation, craftsmen create a second throne that honors both their histories, foxes symbolizing her cunning, ivy representing their bond, and a swallow signifying her journey from foreign shores. As peace negotiations with Livia's family approach, a devastating betrayal unfolds. Larson deceives Livia, luring her to the Black Isles under false pretenses. When Tate confronts him, Larson stabs him and reveals his true nature as his accomplices drag Livia away. He declares she will serve the true king, not my pathetic brother, and admits to creating the Darkening as an unfortunate experiment in his plan to weaponize Livia's abilities. Eric, alerted through his blood bond with Livia, returns to find a wounded Tate and heals him with magic. Rumors suggest Larson might be King Thorvald's illegitimate son with an Earth Fae, explaining his ability to command the Evership without a blood bond. Eric launches a rescue mission with Alexei, but they sail into a trap. Alexei and Tate are captured while Eric confronts cloaked warriors led by Jonas, once Livia's friend, who promises to deliver Eric to Valin, King of the Nightfolk. What begins as a calculated kidnapping evolves into a profound bond, challenging both Livia and Eric's understanding of themselves and their kingdoms. Livia transforms from a restless princess into a powerful queen who embraces both light and darkness within herself. Through Eric, she discovers that true power lies in accepting one's complete nature, not in perfect virtue. Eric's journey is equally compelling, from a vengeful bloodsinger to a man capable of vulnerability and sacrifice. His relationship with Livia forces him to confront childhood trauma and question whether revenge is worth its cost. Their love story explores forgiveness, redemption, and whether generational hatred can be overcome by individual choice. As Livia tells Eric, "You're not my hero, Bloodsinger. You're my beautiful monster." Their bond suggests that true love means accepting someone's wholeness, both light and dark, rather than demanding perfection. The Ever King explores the psychology of falling in love with someone you're supposed to hate. Livia and Eric question whether their attraction stems from their magical bond or something deeper, challenging notions of good and evil and suggesting that understanding someone's darkness can be as intimate as sharing their joy. Rather than being corrupted by Eric's darkness, Livia finds strength in it. When she witnesses his violence against her would-be assassins, she's fascinated, recognizing that protection sometimes requires ferocity. Her declaration that she would follow his darkness across skies and seas represents a radical acceptance rarely found in traditional romance. The most powerful message is that true connection requires seeing someone completely, scars, flaws, and all, and choosing them anyway. This speaks to our deepest desire, to be truly known, darkness included, and still be worthy of love. The question remains whether such love can heal ancient wounds or if some divisions run too deep.